Now we move on to the next key element of a map, which is the scale. A scale is very important for a map and can be defined as the ratio between a unit distance on the map and the actual distance on the ground. To put it in simpler words, a scale is the proportion of the distance between two points on a map and the distance between the same two points on the ground. Now we have two types of scales. First, linear scale, which is drawn like a straight line and is subsequently divided to show the distances. Second, representative fraction or RF. It is the ratio between the distance on the map and the distance on the ground, where the denominator is always the ground distance. Next, grid system. It is a set of lines used to find the exact location of a place. It is formed by the intersection of latitudes and longitudes. Now, what are those? Latitudes are the imaginary lines drawn parallel to the equator, and longitudes are the imaginary lines which bisect the globe through the north and south poles. Apart from globes and maps, we refer to sketches and plans as well to study about the various parts of the Earth's surface. When certain maps are drawn freehand and not according to scale, such maps are called sketches. There are certain maps which are drawn at a very large scale, showing great details. These maps are called plans, like plan of a classroom or a plan of the city, etc. Now, after discussing the entire chapter, you will see out of all the tools to study the Earth, a map is the most favorable one for us to use. Why? We will list them in points. A map is easy to carry. Second, map provides information about far-off countries in detail. Third, it helps us to find the location, natural conditions, temperature, climate, vegetation of a specific area. Basically, it guides us through a particular place. With this, we come to the end of the explanation of the very first chapter in geography, representation of geographical features.